Wisdom is the ability to discern difference. Difference in a moment, difference in people, difference in an environment, difference between right and wrong. That's what wisdom is. You get it two ways: mistakes and mentors. Pain, people. Someone once told me there's no shortcut to success. Of course there is. What do you think mentorship is? Elijah mentored Elisha. Moses mentored Joshua. Paul mentored Timothy. Naomi mentored Ruth. Elijah mentored Elisha. At whose feet do you sit? Who are you capable of learning from? Often, God puts something you need in someone you don't enjoy. Naomi mentored Ruth and linked her to Boaz. Why is your mentor so important? You'll have more than one. You may have a spiritual mentor, a relationship mentor. I asked my mother one day, I said, "Mother, talk to me about raising kids." She had nine, seven of us live. She said, "Well, the first thing is none of them are the same. They're all different. All children are different." I don't go to a 350-pound friend to ask how to lose weight. I don't go to someone bankrupt and say, "Teach me the laws of blessing." A mentor's been where you haven't been. A mentor's been where you want to go. Listen to these scriptures, 2 Kings 17:28. "Then one of the priests whom they had carried away and taught them how they should fear the Lord." What are some things that are taught through a mentor? The fear of God. Finances. There are 12 differences in people. The difference in what they pursue, what they permit, what they're willing to change, what they're willing to ignore. The dominant difference I see between people is who they have chosen to believe. Your mentor is a prophecy of your future. Your only exit from your present season is who you've chosen to trust. God's put a right voice in your life, and you'll only lose when you ignore it.